brought the Golden State Lone Star Review.
Yes!
The music off? Okay, thank you. Thank you. very much. Getting out of the line of fire, huh? Thank you. know the score. Thanks for fixing that. Appreciate it. We're going to do one right now, ladies and gentlemen. How about it, everybody put your hands together for Stu James and the Memphis Flyers, huh? How about a hand for Stu? I'm telling you, man, he has been so helpful at, on the gigs at the Iron Horse. He really helped us a lot in terms of getting folks to know about the gig, and we sure appreciate it when somebody in town is able to really lend a hand, because we're usually hundreds of miles away. We can't come over and poster the place ourselves. What if we could? But anyway, we're going to do one right now. This is one called Killing Floor. Yeah. we got one right here. We're going to feature these fabulous guitar players on this next one. It's one called Midnight Hour.
Oh,
mind, huh? You know, this is the best time of the day for us, ladies and gentlemen, is when we hit the stage. The rest of it, you would not believe. Or you would believe it, but if you really want to know about it, read my book. All right. We're going to do one for you right here. We got the blues for you right now. This is one off the new album. It's called The Hustle Is Really On, is the name of the album on Electrify. This is one called What Is That She Got? I think it might be a little hot there. A little over the edge. See what I mean? Yeah, that's too much.
Thank you.
block the traffic for what? Then she cut back through the alley, and the public stopped and it did not. Now what is that she got? One right here. This is off a CD that came out in 2013 on Blind Pig Records. It's called Remembering Little Walter. It's got Charlie Musselwhite on it, Billy Boy Arnold, Sugar Ray Norcia, James Harmon, myself, Little Charlie, RW, all kinds of great musicians on it. Losing track. June Core, yes. Many great musicians on it. And it got nominated for a Grammy last year, which was very cool. And it also won two blues awards for Best Blues CD and Best Traditional Blues CD. And I'm going to do the kickoff track off it right here. This is one by Little Walter called I Got To Go.
Down.
gentlemen, I want to introduce these guys individually to you one by one and give you a little bit of history on everybody on this stage, because it is truly an all-star aggregation here. On the guitar right over here from Sacramento, California, 32 years with Little Charlie and the Nightcats, along with Rick Esther, an alligator recording artist. How about for guitar genius Little Charlie, baby? Woo! And our Stratocaster right here is a naked woman. Besides the naked woman, the guy holding the Stratocaster right there is from Dallas, Texas. He started Anson and the Rockets in 1978, played for 20 years with the great Sam Myers. They toured all over the world, won many Handy Awards, and he is continuing the Rockets to this day. He also plays with Eric Lindell and a number of other great artists, but we're so happy to have him as part of this. How about it for Texas guitar legend, Anson Funderburg on the guitar? And on the drums, this guy's played with Anson for many years off and on. He was on the very first Sam and Anson record on Blacktop Records in 1984. But he's also played with just about every legend you can think of out of the great state of Texas, from Delbert McClinton to Marsha Ball, Asleep at the Wheel, Omar on the Howlers, Junior Brown, Jimmy Vaughn, you name it, he's played with them. How about it for Austin drummer extraordinaire, Wes Starr on the drum? And Wes is from Rome, Georgia, as is R.W. Grigsby. They've been playing together off and on since high school, which is why they sound so dang good every night, night after night. How about a big hand for R.W. Grigsby from Sacramento on the bass? And R.W. has played with a whole host of great people. Carlene Carter, Mike Morgan and the Crawl, Lee McBee, Gary Primich, and Fingers Taylor. R.W.! Let's turn these guys loose right here, okay?
What about it for Mark Hummel? Y'all give it up for him. Keeping the blues alive over 3 decades on the road. And he's got a book that'll tell you all about it.
Hey, we're going to do a little Bill Haley song right now. I don't remember the name of it, but it's a cool song. If you want to dance, if you go, I want to send this out to my good buddy Ronnie Z, who I haven't seen for a while, and that guy has been supporting the blues for a long time. How about a round of applause for Ronnie over there? A bigger round than that, please. Thank you.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we are approaching the third week of this tour, and this week is not looking pretty for us, to put it mildly. We have an off day tomorrow, and then the rest of the time we're driving about 500 miles to 1,100 miles a day. Doesn't that sound like fun? I don't even know how many miles we've already done, so. Anyway. No, I didn't tell you that, did I? I had to save that for the stage. All right, we're going to do a song right now. This is one our bass player, R.W. Grigsby, wrote. It's one ripped from the headlines. I'm sure a whole lot of people here read the newspaper still, and so you'll know just what we're talking about. This is one called The Detroit Blues. Listen to the man, I put myself again on the 30-year plan. Walking down the road with rocks in my shoe, talking to myself, I got the Detroit blues. Well, the mind went south, the mind went west, my mind went down with a head cold. Thank you. A number right here for our rhythm section. We're going to dedicate this one to the rhythm section because they are both Georgia boys, and down there when they were just young pups, they learned this little dance called the Georgia Slop, and we're going to tell you about it on this next one right here. These guys just got it tuned up. And, you know, we just recorded something in the studio back in April, and the last two numbers and this one as well are all ones that are going to be on an album coming out the beginning of next year on Electrify Records. But in the meantime, we do have this last one that we did, and it's called The Hustle Is Really On, and that's got this band on it as well. This next one has the band on the whole album. The last one had them on eight songs. So we're going to do one right here. And it goes like this. Warehouse, I got my spot. all gonna buy. Till you drag them out. Scratch the same. Pick me up, talking about. Put my down, kick and drag them out. Something like they all locked out. On the side of the phone, they all were shot. I'm always on the spot. They all talk about what happened Saturday night. Drag them out. Another one we just recorded right here. Are we keeping you dancing in your seats, ladies and gentlemen? All right, I'm glad you're safe.
Thank you.
send that out to our friend Art Tavoli, who just did a very special edition on B.B. King for Blues Music Magazine. So we got time for one more song, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get out of here with the title cut off the last CD. And we do have copies right here, so be sure to pick one up. This is one right here called The Hustle Is On.
Oh.
right. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Stuart. Boy, we gotta start taking you with us on the road. You're like our cheerleader. You're our Ed McMahon.
I love good music.
We're going to do one right now. This is another one. This is the opening cut off the Hustle Is Really On album. So this one's called Blue Stop Knocking. Thank you. Yeah. Thanks so much.